Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning. Cash hog prices in the Midwest are called steady to as much as a dollar per hundredweight lower, but mostly 50 cents lower overall, pressured by large supplies available in a short work week. Terminal markets called steady to a dollar lower. Top prices expected to be from $42 to $43 per hundredweight on a live basis at Peoria. The top's expected at a steady 42. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday negotiated swine purchases 16,914 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $53.50 to $64, weighted average $60.14. And that was a gain of $1.17 from Friday. Markets closed on Monday, of course. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.79 to $51, weighted average $48.46. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,093, base price range $53 to $64.26. And the weighted average $61.63. That was a loss of 51 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.60 to $51.38. And the weighted average $48.23. Well, things were red hot in the wheat pits. We'll talk about that and get some comments from Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign as the pre-opening market report continues. But first, it's agricultural weather. And here's AM 580 meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Yeah, hanging in there, you know. Getting some rain on the way, it looks like.
That is good news.
Yes. We're going to top off the season, I think, on a high note here, at least for most of Illinois and Indiana. Looks like it'll stay a little bit drier further north. Of course, they're still dealing with a little bit of the flood runoff in Iowa and in parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota from a couple weeks ago when they had quite a deluge. As far as most of the Midwest, though, not much rain fell in the U.S. Midwest Tuesday or early this morning. A few showers occurred in Missouri and southwestern Illinois. Rainfall about less than an inch, definitely down to closer to a quarter to less than a quarter of an inch, about 1500s. Temperatures were warm with highs mostly in the 80s and 90s and lows this morning generally in the 60s and 70s. Some adjustments in the timing and intensity of rain events expected next week and in the following weekend were made this morning, but in general the theme of the weather has not changed for the next 2 weeks. Rain will fall periodically with temperatures slowly trending a little cooler. Greatest rain intensity may occur late this week and during the weekend as cool front slows its eastward progression due to some tropical cyclone activity that is expected across the approach to the U.S. middle Atlantic coast. The slower movement of the frontal boundary could set the stage for some locally great rainfall in the heart of the Midwest. No flooding is presently expected. We'll have to keep an eye on that, though. A faster succession of frontal systems across the Midwest is expected for next week and beyond the mid-month. The faster-moving weather events will reduce rain intensity and significance while limiting the cooling trend, and crop maturation and harvest progress will be slowed for a while in the first week of the forecast, but conditions will likely improve in the second week. And generally, temperatures will be in the 70s and 80s for the next few days after this front starts to move through. So again, we're looking for 90s across Illinois for today. Let's check the Delta region in the southeast to the mid-Atlantic coast. Right now, scattered showers brought about 30% rainfall coverage to the Delta Tuesday. Local amounts of about 2.02 inches was reported in Stuttgart and Arkansas, while amounts were up to about 0.08 inches in northwest Mississippi. The southeastern states were mostly dry. High temperatures were in the lower to middle 90s in the southern delta, and the southern states were in the middle 80s to lower 90s over the northern delta. Daily showers will continue in portions of the delta during the next 2 weeks, with the greatest rain accompanying frontal passage from Saturday through Monday. and September 13th to the 14th, and the expected rainfall will benefit the late-season soybeans, sorghum, and some cotton. This rain will come too late to improve the conditions for most of the early-season crops that have been permanently damaged by excessive dryness. A lot of the corn has suffered over much of the South. A low-pressure system located over the western Atlantic Ocean will, between Florida and Bermuda, is expected to transition to a tropical disturbance and become tropical depression today or Thursday. This potential tropical depression may strengthen the tropical storm strength as it moves towards the coasts of North Carolina and Virginia this weekend. Winds are not likely to be strong enough to damage crops, and rainfall will actually be quite welcome out there, as things have been very dry over much of the Delta and the Southeast this growing season. Again, across the region, we're expecting the rain over Missouri and actually to spread across Illinois and Indiana through the next couple of days. And then beyond that, we have more fronts moving in. So overall, the weather pattern will remain periodically moist through much of the Midwest and eventually into the Southeast. So maybe our dry pen trend in the at least Tennessee and Kentucky will start to improve a little bit, and we'll start to see some improvement in the drought conditions there. Out west, though, dry weather will continue for the most part, especially into the northern Rockies and much of the desert Southwest. We're not looking for any improvement there, as has been a very dry monsoon season over the Southwest. That's a look at your agricultural weather, and I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, in the commodity markets, it's all about wheat. As we mentioned, wheat futures extending their bullish trend overnight, surging to some fresh all-time highs after contracts yesterday settled up the limit. A lot of them did. And shortly after the close yesterday, Egypt said it would buy at least 55,000 to 60,000 metric tons of wheat for shipment in October and November. Particularly bullish news because it comes at a time when global wheat prices were at all-time highs. According to traders, December in Kansas City opened at 760 and three quarters, up 7.5 on the open, up the 30-cent limit on the last trade. March at 773, up 9.5 and 26. September in Chicago opened at 808 and a quarter, up 1.25 on the open, 28 in the last trade. December at 817 on the open, up 11.5, up the 30-cent limit on the last trade. March also up that 30-cent limit on the last trade after being 10 higher on the open at 811 and a quarter. May opened at 743.5, up 6.5 and 30. And in corn, September opened at 339.5, up 2.75 and up 1.75 in the last trade. December opened at 353.25, unchanged on the open, up 2 in the last trade. March at 368.25, down 1 and up 2. May at 378.5, down 0.5 on the open, up 2.75 in the last trade. December 08 at $4 even, down 1.25 on the open, up 2.25 in the last trade. September soybeans, 892.75, up 0.25 and up 3.25. November at 904.75, down 2.75, up 5.25. January 920.5, down 2 and up 4.25. And July 08 at 942.25, down 5 in the open, up 6.75 in the last trade. October meal at 249.60, up 20 and up 250. And October oil at 37.35, down 1 and up 31 on that last trade. And joining us now to take a look at those numbers, Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Well, as we said, it's all about wheat.
Boy, no kidding. This thing is about as crazy as it gets in this business. Like you just described, it was up the limit again last night. When it closed yesterday, the September with no limit was up about 40 cents. So the implication was that, you know, whatever buying had to be done was kind of done as far as the SEP goes, plus the option implications, too, for the December indicator to be like another dime higher. But then to tack on those kinds of gains last night is really kind of breathtaking.
So where do we go from here?
Well, we've already seen some pretty massive liquidation. The open interest has kind of gone straight down since actually it peaked on May 29th, I believe. So open interest has been declining for some time, and of course it's going down more and more now as the shorts are just absolutely getting massacred and being forced to cover. Obviously extremely overbought. I mean, you never know when something like this is going to end. I think time-wise we're probably very close to this thing peaking out, but Doesn't mean the next 1 to 3 days or whatever can't just be, you know, insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soybeans up a little, corn up marginally. Is that just a little spillover from the wheat?
I would sure think so, yeah. I don't think it doesn't make a whole lot of sense from a demand factor because there's not a lot of interchangeability there between corn and wheat. But psychologically, obviously, the wheat strength is kind of casts a bullish feeling over the other markets. But then acreage-wise also, it's very important consideration that, you know, this new crop, July wheat, it's not anywhere near as high as the nearby old crop stuff is, but the July is setting all-time highs for that, you know, for the new crop month, and as such, presumably is, you know, drawing some acres too. So there is a legitimate reason for corn and beans to try to strengthen up just to, you know, stay in the fight for more acres.
Okay. Well, how about your calls for today then?
Well, at wheat, I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion we'll be 30 higher because that night session is oftentimes exaggerated and it doesn't take a lot of volume to move it. But I would have to say we'll be 20 to 30 higher. The corn, just kind of going by last night's leads, you know, it'll probably be a couple cents higher, and beans probably 4 or 5 higher.
Clayton, thanks a lot.
Okay, you bet.
Clayton Pope with Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. You're listening to WILL Urbana. BBC News next. It's a minute past 9 o'clock.